This is the P&P in the Snap, sneaking a quick lesson into your busy schedule so you could pass that exam. Let's snap in. This is KB, and welcome to another episode of P&P in the Snap. You see tailoring come up from time to time in the PMBOK and other study materials. So what is tailoring, and why is it important? Tailoring is a deliberate adaptation of project management approach, governance, and processes to make them more suitable for the given environment and for the work at hand. In other words, use your project management knowledge and experience to make the project better. Tailoring involves understanding the project context, goals, and operating environment. Projects operate in complex environments that need to balance potential competing demands, like delivering as quickly as possible, yet you need to minimize project cost, or creating high-quality deliverables and outcomes, but you also need to be in compliance with regulatory standards, or adapting to changes, but also satisfying different stakeholder expectations. Well, you get the point, right? You need to understand, evaluate, and balance the different factors to create a practical operating environment for the project. There may be situations that limit the degree to which project teams can tailor their approach, like if a contract mandates a particular approach or even service. So why tailoring? Tailoring is performed to better suit the organization, operating environment, and the project needs. Many variables factor into tailoring processes, including the criticality of the project and the number of stakeholders involved. Situations like that, you can see that checks and balances are important, and things like communicating to a stakeholder on a regular basis is more important, like you're building a nuclear reactor, than if you're building a website. Another example of tailoring is processes. Too few processes can omit key activities that support effective project management, but creating unnecessary processes just to say you have a process, and we've all been there, can actually be more costly and wasteful. Thus, tailoring. It facilitates appropriate management for the operating environment and the project needs. Tailoring produces direct and indirect benefits to the organization, such as more commitment from the project team members who help to tailor the approach because they feel more vested in the project and the team, customer-oriented focus, because the needs of the customer is an important influence factor in project development, and more efficient use of project resources. Remember, tailoring should reflect the size, duration, and the complexity of each individual project and should be adapted to the industry, organizational culture, and the level of project management maturity of the organization. That is your P&P in a Snap. We'll talk to you again next week.